Well, earlier this week, a Seattle nonprofit opened up applications for some brand new low-income housing. People slept overnight to be first in line just for the chance to apply. And the crowd got bigger through the day. For many there, it was the chance of a lifetime in a city where affordable housing is scarce. KUOW's race and culture reporter Liz Jones has our story.
Number eight,
it's me.
Steve Graham got in line late. He's number 136, but he's optimistic.
I'm keeping my fingers, toes, and everything else crossed, and hope the big guy up down there looking for me, because I've been praying big time.
Praying for a stable place to raise his 8-year-old daughter.
She's the best thing I've ever done. She's the reason I get up every day.
Graham's in his work clothes, a Carhartt jacket. He's a road flagger with the city, and he struggles to find a home he can afford.
I'm staying with my brother. So I buy groceries, pay on the cable. Yeah, it's hard out here. It's hard out here. Look at this. Look at this. It's like, this is just for 110 units. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's packed in here.
There it is. Yeah, it is.
We're at El Centro de la Raza, a nonprofit in Seattle's Beacon Hill neighborhood. You can see the new apartment towers under construction just out the window. El Centro plans to open them this summer, and today is a one-shot chance to apply.
All right.
The crowd is diverse: Asian, African, Latino, Black, White, and different reasons bring them to this place.
No cash, no. Red Apple, you can go to Red Apple.
This is Estela Ortega, El Centro's executive director.
So you can see, all of these.
We make our way through a sweaty sea of people, packed in the hallways and classrooms of this former school.
It is on a first-come, first-served basis.
Yeah, that'll change your chances if you're number one or number 200.
Exactly, yeah.
Everyone gets a number, and applications will be reviewed in that order. Only 110 units are available. We're just steps from the light rail station. Restaurants, schools, parks. It's a desirable location. Developers know it, too.
This area has been picked for development by market rate housing, and so we have to figure out how do we buy up property so that it doesn't get bought from underneath us, and then there's not an opportunity to develop more affordable housing. So that definitely is an issue.
This project is funded with a mix of public and private money and federal tax credits, since the units are set aside for people with lower incomes. Rents will range from about $500 to $1,300 a month, depending on income and family size.
Today.
It's coming out. Excuse me.
Billy Jackson is number 23. He's had a stroke and uses a scooter to get around. Okay. He got here early today.
Try 8 o'clock this morning.
You've been here since 8 o'clock.
Yes.
What have you been doing all day?
Snoozing.
El Centro put out coffee, snacks, and sandwiches through the day to keep the crowd happy. I asked Jackson why he wants to move here.
I want to be back in the community, and I want to be at home with my people.
This is a special place for Jackson. Back in the 60s, Latino activists occupied this abandoned schoolhouse to claim a place of their own. Jackson joined them. He was with the Black Panther Party.
So you've been waiting for this. How long have you been waiting for this chance?
40-some years, huh? Yes. Our efforts and everything is coming to fruition.
This housing complex is named for the man who led that movement in the 60s and founded this nonprofit here.
Take this to 308.
David Helms raced here after his social worker called him at home in Burien this morning.
He said, get out of here right away.
Helms is number 91. He's a Vietnam veteran and lives on Social Security benefits, $1,000 a month. His rent now is about $850. To live here
means I would have money to actually buy food. I might not have to go to the food bank anymore, you know? So that's being a lot to me, to be a citizen again.
¿Es usted la cabeza de su casa?
Yeah, sí.
Daniela Flores got here at 6 a.m. She's number 12. A single mother, still in high school.
I'm like a person that had been through so much, and I'm only like 19 years old.
She's been a victim of domestic violence. Her mom passed away years ago, and Flores is on her own here now.
Ever since I moved here to United States, I've been home to home, and I never actually had my own place. And this is such a great opportunity for me and for my son, and for us to start a new life. Okay, thank you so much.
Her face beams as she turns in the paperwork.
Daniela, you're done?
Yes, finally.
How do you feel?
It feels great. Hopefully I get in, right?
By the end of the day, El Centro estimates some 1,400 people came through the door for 110 apartments. On Beacon Hill, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.